Second-year offensive lineman David Quessenberry was in a fight for the right tackle spot, but he's now been diagnosed with lymphoma and is fighting that disease through MD Anderson Hospital. And as you might expect, when the news came down on Tuesday, his teammates rallied around him.
Well, first, you know, found out he was hospitalized, and he was kept there overnight. You know, that was alarming, and I was just confused. I didn't know what it was, and he was the one that actually sent me a text. I asked him if he got any updates, and he texted me back and told me what was up. And it just hit me like a ton of bricks. Like I said, man, I'm considered to be an older guy around here, and that's like, you know, one of my little brothers. And to get that kind of text message from a 23-year-old, it's tough. It's tough. But like I said, when I got a chance to see him, he was fine. He was fine. He told me he'd be okay, and that's all I needed to hear.
Whenever you hear about someone dealing with any form of cancer, for that matter, obviously, it's something that you don't take lightly. And when it hits close to home with one of your teammates, it's something that it really hits close to home because, especially in the trenches right there, with a guy like David who has been battling back from injury from last year. And, you know, he's just a young guy, 23 years old, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, thinks he's living a healthy lifestyle and gets diagnosed with something that he had no clue about. So he did his research right away, and, you know, when he found out about everything, we've been with him 110% right behind his back, and he's had probably an overwhelming amount of support from the team, which I'm sure he's very appreciative of. But, you know, we're just behind him. Whatever he needs from us, we're going to be there for him. I think that from him, he's told us, you know, just go about your daily lives, and you know, I'm going to beat this thing. And he's got a real positive attitude about it, and he's got his family here helping support him too. So, you know, we're just here for whatever he needs.
Well, I tell you, we are all disappointed, you know, that he has to deal with that issue. But we also know that it's part of life, and you have to deal with it. I think the thing that we have to do for him is be as supportive as we can, because I know that it's a tough thing that he has to go through. And so if we can be supportive and give him encouragement, then that can help the battle that he has to fight. And so we've talked to him about fighting that battle and being strong, and doing everything he can to get back on the football field.